of the brothers and sisters.
也认识到一些新的弟兄姐妹。
And also the opportunity to meet some new people.
当天这几天，我们能够看到神的荣耀在我们的当中。
Maybe in these few days, that we can see God's glory among us.
我常常觉得美德教会有一个特色。
I often feel that there's some characteristic of CCCS.
我们宣教所支持的许多宣教同工都是出自美德教会的。
There are many brothers and sisters that the mission committee supports. They actually come from this church.
可见这间教会不单是奉献金钱的教会。
So this church is not only a church that donate money.
也是一个有奉献自己的一个教会。
And it's also a church that will dedicate themselves.
但愿这几天我们愿意在主的面前，在宣教上更愿意把自己来献上给主。
So maybe in these next few days we will even be more willing to give ourselves to God.
我们这几天讲的信息主要来自腓立比书。
The messages that we are that I'm going to share come from the book of Philippians.
一方面可能是因为我正在写腓立比书的注释。
The reason is probably because I'm writing a book on Philippians.
但是我在写的过程里面自己也有许多的领受。
So as I was writing this book, I have also been touched by the book.
腓立比书，我看到这里有一个主题，就是讲到仆人这个主题。
The theme of this book that I have, that as I see it, is servanthood.
所以我们这几天就从仆人的各个角度来看我们自己和宣教的关系。
So in this few days, we will look at this book from the angle of servants and see what we can learn from it.
在第一章的腓立比书第一章的第一节一开始就说，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, it starts with Paul and Timothy, servant of Christ Jesus.
这一句话其实是很特别的一句话。
This is actually a very special statement.
找保罗在他的书信一共13封里面，他通常称自己为使徒。
In all the 13 letters that Paul wrote, he usually called himself the apostle of Jesus Christ.
如果他也有另外一个人名字，比如像提摩太，跟他一起写信，他就称另外一个人为弟兄。
And if he writes a book with another person like Timothy, then he will call the other person brother.
所以通常是使徒保罗和某某弟兄写信给你们。
So usually it's like the apostle of Jesus and brother so-and-so writes this book to you.
但是这里他不称自己为保罗。
But in this,
他不称自己为使徒。
But in this time, he does not call himself apostle.
他也不称提摩太为弟兄。
He did not call Timothy as his brother.
他反而是称两个人都是仆人。
He referred to both of them as servants.
是唯一的一本书这样做的。
This is the only book that this kind of statement is here.
所以我们看见保罗，他从一个使徒的自称。变为仆人的自称。
So he called himself, he changed his calling himself apostle into calling himself servant.
也就是说，提摩太和我们是仆人。
So this is like Timothy and me, we are servants.
他做的这个目的乃是告诉我们，在教会里面，我们每一个人都是仆人。
So the point is.When he wants the church to know that every single one of us is a servant.
不是单单传道人是仆人。
Not only that the pastors are servants.
不是单单教会的执事是仆人。
Not only that the deacons of the church are servants.
我们每一个人都是基督耶稣的仆人。
All of us are servants of Jesus Christ.
在启示录里面三章十七节讲到这一个所谓不冷不热的教会。
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 16, it talks about a church that's neither hot nor cold.
然后里面他有讲一句话，这些不冷不热的教会的信徒怎样称自己呢？
And there's a statement. What do this church who are neither hot nor cold? How do they call themselves?
他们说我是有钱人。
He said, I am rich.
或者 I am the rich.
I'm the rich.
I'm the rich 不一样，我是那个有钱人。
I am the certain rich people.
我要讲的是什么东西呢？
What am I talking about here?
当我说我是有钱人，
When I say I am rich,
跟我是仆人，
And contrast with I am the servant,
我现在要讲的是一种，当你讲这句话的时候，是你的意识形态。
So when I talk about this, when I mention this
mindset,
mind is about your mindset and your attitude.
一个人说，当然有钱不是犯罪的事情啊。
Of course, being rich is not sinful.
但是说我是有钱人。
So but when you have this attitude that I am rich,
那表明你有一种意识形态。
It demonstrates that you have certain mindset and attitude.
虽然有钱不是错的。
Of course, being rich is not wrong.
主耶稣基督也很强调我是什么。
Jesus also emphasized what we are, who we are.
他自己我是什么。
He emphasized who he is.
我是好牧人。
He said he is a good servant. I am a good servant.
Good shepherd.
Good shepherd.
我是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
我是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the truth, the way, and the life.
所以当耶稣讲我是什么的时候
，So when Jesus say who I am，
他是表明他是有那一个生命的本质的人。
He demonstrated that he's the one that holds the essence of life.
我是光的时候
，When I am the light。
就是表明他不在黑暗里面。
It demonstrates that he is not in darkness.
他说：“说我是生命的时候。”
I am when he said I am the life.
他就是在他里面没有死亡。
He demonstrates that there is nothing death in him, no death in him.
当我说我是仆人
，When I said I am the servant,
那是什么呢
？What does it mean?
所以这一个意识形态。就从我们的生命里面、生活里面流露出来了。
So this kind of mindset demonstrates through our life.
那我举一个例子，一个所谓自大的富翁，他是一个怎样的 mindset?
I'm share you an example about a very rich person. See what his mindset is.
在早期，美国的钢铁大王加尼奇。他这个人是从很贫苦来出生的。
There was the one who founded the steel industry. His name is Carnegie, and he was born in a very poor beginning.
那么他从小就勤俭自学，就慢慢的成为一个学者，成为一个富翁。
So he worked hard, and he saved money and he became rich.
然后他就捐了好多钱给英国来创立图书馆。
He became a scholar and then eventually he gave a lot of money to start a library in England.
有时到苏格兰去游玩的时候。
And one time he was on vacation in Scotland.
那苏格兰就有四间很出名的大学的校长就来跟他见面了。
In Scotland, the 10 famous university, the principal of the universities went to see him.
四个不是。
Four universities.
然后他们在这个围坐炉旁边谈话的时候。
So they were talking around in a circle.
那么这加尼奇就讲自己的成功史。
Carnegie was talking about his success story.
说得很高兴的时候。
When he was very happy and excited,
他就跟这几位校长说
So he told these principals of universities,
我现在样样都有
Right now I have everything,
什么也不缺
Nothing that I lack,
都是我一手造成的
Those I earn it with my own hand.
请问你们说我还缺少什么呢
So please tell me, what am I lacking?
哪一种还没有给我的呢
What is it that I still need?
大家就静静了
And then the room became silent.
有个老校长就说了。
One of the principals, old principal said.
恐怕你还缺少一件事情啊。
I'm afraid there's one thing you're still lacking.
就是缺少谦卑。
You're lacking humbleness.
今天我们在教会里面，我们有很多很有成就的人。
Today in our church, a lot of people who are very successful in their lives.
我们当中有好多很有学问的人。
Many people are very educated.
我们当中有好多很有才华的人。
Many people are very talented.
多人，我们当中好多也很富足的人。
Many people are very wealthy.
我们当中好多也是很有经验的人。
Many people are very experienced.
这些都是很好的事情。
All these are good.
但是神叫我们要说我是仆人。
God wants us to have this mindset that we are the servants. I am the servant.
当我们愿意说我是仆人的时候，这一些的才华就成为非常给神能够大大使用的才华。
When we acknowledge that we are servants, then all these talents will be used by God.
当我们不是晓得说我是仆人的时候，这些才华常常成为侍奉的拦阻。
When we don't recognize that we are servants, then all these talents actually become obstacles for our service to God.
在腓立比书二章六到十一节就讲到保讲到耶稣基督怎样是一个仆人。
So in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 11, it mentions how Jesus Christ was a servant.
在二章第六节说，他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
In verse 6 and 7, it says this, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
这边讲到他与神平等。
It says that he was equal with God.
然后讲他取了奴仆的形象。
But he said he carried being make a servant, taking the very nature of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
Nature of a servant.
那我们看见他本来与神是平等的。
Look at it this way. He was at one time equal with God.
那么他不坚持自己与神平等。
He did not insist.That he was equal with God.
他愿意从与神平等的地位下来。
He was very willing to come down from the position of equality with God.
然后取了奴仆的形象。
And then take on the very nature of a servant.
我们看见一个行动的对比。
Do you see the contrast here?
一个是放下与神平等。
The one is he gives up his equality with God.
另外一个是取了奴仆的形象。
And the second action is take on the nature of servant.
当我们愿意说我是仆人的时候
，When we are willing to say that I am serve a servant，
我们就需要说我愿意放下我的一些自我的观念，我是。有学问的人，我是有钱的人，我是有才华的人。
So we are willing, when we do that, we are willing to give up this mindset that we are very talented, we are very wealthy, we are very educated.
把这个高的地位下来。
So to come down from this position of highness.
然后说我是仆人。
And then willing to say, I am a servant.
在圣经的另外一段经文也描述耶稣这样的行动。
There's another passage in the Bible illustrates the actions that Jesus took.
在约翰福音第十三章。
It's in the book of John, verse chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
Book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这边讲晚饭的时间到的时候。
Talks about that the evening meal was being served.
然后耶稣在第四节就说，他就起身离开席位。
And then in verse 4 it said that, so he got up from the meal.
他从席位上站起来。
So he stood up from wherever he was sitting.
然后他把他的就脱了衣服，就脱去了他的外衣。
So he took off his outer clothing.
然后呢？ 他就拿了一条毛巾，一条手巾来束腰。
Then he wrapped a towel around his waist.
然后倒一盆水洗门徒的脚。
After that, he poured water into a bath and began to wash his disciples' feet.
还用束腰的手巾来擦干。
And drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
我们看到一些动作。
We see a lot of actions here.
他从席位站起来。
He stood up from his seat.
然后他就从席位上下来了。
And then he came down from his seat.
脱下了外衣。
He took out his outer, took off his outer clothing.
这个就像上耶稣基督，他是怎样呢？他本来与神平等，他把这个与神的平等的地位下来，脱下外衣。这个外衣表达耶稣基督他的特别的地位。
So this is similar to the fact that he come down from his equality with God. Took off the outer clothing means. That means he took off his equality, his so high position with God.
然后他就拿毛巾、拿手巾来束腰。
Then he took a towel around his waist.
然后他蹲下来用手巾来洗脚。
Then he kneeled down and then he used he washed his disciples' feet.
他就脱去外衣。束上这个手巾，然后来洗脚。
So he took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around him, and then he washes the disciples' feet.
也就是他放下平等，与神平等，然后取了仆人的形象。
So it's like he gave up his equality with God and take on the nature of a servant.
这个行动本身是一个非常的谦卑的行动。
So this action itself is a very humble kind of action.
所以耶稣在世上的时候，他乃是说：“我是仆人。”
So when Jesus was on earth, he said, "I am the servant."
我们在侍奉里面最重要的就是要有这样的意识形态：“我是仆人。”
So in our service to God, this is the most important attitude: is to realize that I am the servant.
另外一节经文也讲到耶稣基督这个行动所带来的祝福。
Another passage in the Bible also illustrates the kind of blessing that Jesus took.
在约翰福音一章十四节，耶稣是怎样的呢？一章十四节说，耶稣基督道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
In John chapter 1 verse 14, it says God, He, chapter 1 verse 14, God, Jesus, the Word become flesh and make His dwelling among us.
这句话的意思其实就是我是仆人。
So the point of this verse is I am the servant.
怎样看得出呢？
How do you know that?
道成了肉身。
The word become flesh.
道代表什么呢？
What does the word mean?
在约翰福音第一章一开始说，带出有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, the word was God, and the word was with God.
所以这个道就是与神平等。
So this word was in equality with God.
道成肉身。住在我们中间。
The word become flesh and dwell among us.
好，这个住原文是什么呢？
What does the word dwell mean?
这住的原文就是帐篷在我们中间。
The original meaning of the word means tabernacle. He built a tabernacle among us.
啊，我们知道当以色列人在旷野这一个漂流的时候。
So we remember when the people of Israel was wandering around in the wilderness.
那么上帝是住在哪里，你知道吗？
So where did God live at that time? Do you know that?
上帝住在天上吗？
Did God live in heaven?
啊，当然上帝是无所不在的啊。
Of course, God is omnipresent.
当然也在天上。
Of course, he was also in heaven.
但是他们在以色列在旷野的时候，他们有什么呢？有会幕，对不对？
But whenBut among the people of Israel, there was what did they have? They have a tabernacle.
所以会幕是什么？就是帐篷。
And it is a tent, a tabernacle.
所以上帝就住在帐篷里面。
So God dwelt in the tabernacle.
当大卫做王的时候。
When David became king,
他建了他非常豪华的王宫,
he built a very fantastic palace.
然后他想, 哎呀,上帝还住在帐篷啊,
then he suddenly realized, oh, God still lives in the tent.
我王宫很雄伟,
my palace is so pretty.
啊, 帐篷是很这个对比王宫，那是相差太远了。
But in comparing with the palace, the tabernacle was really nothing.
所以大卫就说：“我要为上帝建一个什么圣殿。
”So that was why David wanted to build God a holy temple.
上帝说：“我已经住帐篷住惯了，为什么一定要住圣殿呢？”
And God said, "Oh, I'm used to just living in a tabernacle. Why do I need a temple?"
无所不在的神
，a omnipresent God，
道
，the word
成为肉身
，become flesh，
住在我们中间
，dwell among us，
这是最卑微的表现
，this is an act of most humbleness，
这是你说我是仆人在你们的当中
，it is like I am a servant among you，
所以耶稣基督来是为我们死，为我们钉在十字架上。
So Jesus Christ, when he came, he died for us at the cross.
他说：“我来不是被人服务。”
So I come not to be served.
乃是要服务人。
But to serve others.
这个精神就是宣教的精神。
This kind of mentality is a mentality of mission.
宣教不是单单出钱，那么一些人去看看一下。
Mission is not just to give up some money and then send some people to take a look.
然后告诉人，我看我们教会有宣教。
And then we brag about and tell people, oh, our church has mission.
啊，我们教会出了好多钱宣教。
And our church give a lot of money for mission.
啊，宣教不是单单出钱做一点事情。
So mission is not just to use money and to do something.
耶稣基督是最伟大的宣教士。
Jesus Christ is the greatest missionary.
他道成肉身。住在我们中间。
The word become flesh and he dwell among us.
他就把神的国度、神的福音传出去。
So that he can spread out the kingdom, the gospel of God.
今天我们有好多宣教士出去。
Today we have many missionaries who are out there.
他们去做什么呢？
What are they doing?
他们住在他们的当中。
They live among the people.
他们有很好的职业。
They have very successful career.
他们念完高深的有高深的学问，高等文凭。
They have very high degree and education.
他们愿意从上面下来。
But they are willing to come down from the top.
他们愿意到神学院去。
They are willing to go to seminary.
他们愿意受造就。
They are willing to be discipled.
然后到神要他们去的地方。
And then they are willing to go where God wants them to go.
到那边成为仆人。
So that they can become servants among the peoples.
把福音带给当中的人。
So that they can bring the gospels to the people.
我们看见他们需要脱下神本来给他们的很高的地位。
So we noticed that they were willing to take out the high position that God gave them.
然后束上腰。
And then they wrap a towel around them.
到人的当中。
To go among the people.
来把福音传出去。
To share the gospel among them.
所以圣经说，主耶稣基督道成肉身住在我们中间。
So the Bible said Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh and dwell among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理
and it was full of glory and full of truth.
所以保罗跟提摩太他们两个人都说我们是仆人
So Paul and Timothy they both said we are servants.
他们到不同的地方做宣教就住在人的当中
Wherever they went as missionaries they dwell among them.
然后就在当中把福音传出去。
And they live among them so that they can share the gospel among them.
啊，不单单是宣教士做仆人。
Not only the missionaries are servants.
我们也是宣教的精兵。
We are also the soldiers of missionary.
啊，他们去三年、五年、十年。
They go 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years.
我们 就去三天五天十天。
And they go 3 days, 5 days, and 10 days.
啊，他们去长线。
They go for long-term mission.
我们去短线。
So we go for short-term mission.
这也是传福音。
This is also sharing the gospel.
我们也是去到人的当中。
So we also go among the people.
住在他们当中。
Live among them.
啊，不但我们成年人去啊。
Not only the adult go.
哦，我们教会的年轻人每年都有宣教队去啊。
I know that the young people in our church also go there.
哦，有时候我觉得他们住在他们当中比我们还厉害。
哎呦。I noticed that they actually spend more time among the people than the adults.
他们到那边是真的受苦啊。
When they go there, they really suffer.
有时候他们到一些很落后的地方去。
And they go to some place that are very, very backward.
有很多蚊子叮的。
Yeah, there are many mosquitoes.
啊，父母亲在这边担心的不得了。
And the parents worry about them a lot.
啊，他们去那边做苦工啊。
And they work there and work hard.
但是我们成年人的宣教队怎样呢？
Then what did the adult missionary do?
啊，去到那边的吃大餐。
They go there have a big fish feast.
但是这个精神就是要把福音带到许多没有信主的人当中。
This kind of mentality is what we need to so that we can share the gospel among a lot of people.
啊，在好多好多年前，我一次在英国看这个电视的时候
，Many many years ago, I watched a TV program in England.
那边报道一件事情
，and there was a report like this.
啊，英国的医药服务呢，这个欧洲就是免费的给大家的。
In England, the medical system is medical service is free to the people.
那比如说，我现在在英国住两年了。
For instance, right now I live in England for 2 years.
啊，我一个正式的。Visa 在那边住两年。
I have an official visa, so I can work there for 2 years.
那你只要超过半年
，But as long as you stay longer than 6 months,
你就有全部免费的医药服务。
You will receive free medical service from the English government.
啊，你这边要很多办法才可以拿到 free 的哈。
There are many many ways you can get this kind of free.
在这边要很难拿到。
Over here, it's very difficult to get this kind of free service.
在英国只要有半年以上的 visa 就 automatic 有了。
In England, all you need is a 6 month visa, then you are automatically entitled to it.
你可以看任何的医生。
You can see any doctors.
看拿任何的药。
You can take any medication.
每次看$10，什么都包到完。
Every time you only pay $10 US, and you get all the services.
你住到医院里面，连$10都不用。
But if you stay in the hospital, that $10 is waived.
啊，不需要英国公民的。
You don't have to be a British citizen.
只要有半年的 visa.
All you need is a 6 month visa.
所以他这个服务啊，使到结果怎样呢
？So what kind of as a result of this kind of service, what happened?
要等 operation 的人的。名字很长啊。
The line waiting for operation is very long.
能够动刀的医生很少啊。
That's because there are not too many doctors who can operate.
啊，有些心脏病有问题啊，啊，等等。
So if you have cardiac problem, they just tell you wait.
啊，在这边第二天就进医院了。
Over here, you go to the hospital the next day.
那边可以等半年，等一年。
Over there, you wait for 6 months.
从小病变成中病，变成大病。
If you have a minor problem, it will turn by that time it will turn into big problems.
啊，这是真的事情。
This is a fact.
除非你是紧急事情。我所谓紧急就是好像车祸这种事情。
Unless it's an emergency situation.
啊，盲肠炎、盲肠炎。
Such as accident or appendicitis.
啊，不然就是慢慢等。
Otherwise, you just have to wait.
有些人还等不及了。
And some people just can't wait.
那就只有离开世界。
And they just have to leave the world.
因为你不能够跳嘛，你要轮到谁来跳呢？这么多人等。
Because you are not allowed to jump the line. How can you jump the line? There's so many people waiting for the line.
几万个人在等啊。
Tens of thousands of people waiting in line.
那谁来 jump the line? No way.
So there's no way you can jump the line.
所以就有一批人。
So there are certain type of people.
他们平常周间去上班的时候穿西装。
So when they go to work on a normal day, they put a suit on.
啊，拿了很漂亮的公司包。
And they carry a attaché case.
啊，高级的职员。
High ranking position.
然后他们星期六、星期天。
And what do they do on Saturday and Sunday?
啊，没有上班，不需要上班。
They don't have to go to work.
但是那一天，他还是一样穿着漂漂亮亮的出门。
But these 2 days, they also dress very nicely and they leave the home.
然后走，开车到哪里呢？
Where do they drive to?
开到医院去。
They drive to the hospital.
到了医院做什么事情？
So what do they do in the hospital?
他们就把他的外衣脱下来。
So they take away their outer clothing.
把他领带拿下来。
Take away the tie.
然后穿上什么呢？
And what do they put on?
穿上医院的工人的衣服。
Put on the uniform of the hospital worker.
去服务病人。
So that they can serve the people.
去洗厕所。
They can wash the toilet.
去洗地板。
They wash the floor.
因为医院缺少人工。
It's because the hospital lacked this kind of staff.
有时候没有这些人工，连病房都不能开啊。
If you don't have this kind of volunteer worker, they can't even let people stay in the hospital room.
变成那个长龙就更长了。
So that the line is even longer.
这些人就有耶稣基督那种道成肉身的精神。
So these people have the mentality of incarnation mentality.
他们把外衣脱下。
They take away the outer clothing.
他们穿上工人的衣服
，put on the uniform of a servant，
来服侍人
，so that they can serve。
这就是宣教
，this is mission。
我们知道，我们当中许多的宣教士出去
，among us a lot of missionaries who went out from among us。
他们不是没有事情做
，it's not that they have nothing better to do。
他们不是走投无路
，it's not that they have run into a dead end in their life。
他们是做仆人
，but they want to be a servant.
我们要学习敬重我们的宣教士
，so we have to learn to greatly honor our missionary.
我们要学习爱我们的宣教士
，we have to learn to love our missionaries.
我们要学习关心我们的宣教士
，learn to care for our missionaries.
我们不但关心他们
，not only that we care for them.
我们也金钱献上
，and we give our money.
来为主的国度来征战
，so that the kingdom of God will be expanded。
这是神的心意。
This is the heart of God。
耶稣基督成为仆人来到我们的当中。
Jesus Christ became a servant and dwelt among us。
我们当中也有许多人效法了耶稣基督，成为仆人到许多人的当中。
Many of us they model Jesus Christ and they serve among the people.
我们要支持他们。
We have to support them.
我们也要这样的意识形态。
We also should have the same kind of mentality.
虽然我们不能去。
Maybe we cannot go.
我们认同他们。
But we identify with them.
我们支持他们。
We support them.
我们关心他们。
We care for them.
我们这样做的时候，我们也在宣教上有份了。
As we do this, we participate in mission.
这边我们看见保罗跟提摩太他们称自己是什么仆人呢？
So as we see in this Philippians, what kind of servant did Paul and Timothy said about themselves?
基督耶稣的仆人。
The servants of Jesus Christ.
不是某一个老板的仆人。
It's not the servant of ordinary boss.
我不知道你的老板是哪一个。
I don't know who your boss is.
只有一个主人。
There's only one master.
基督耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
这些出去宣教的人就是听基督耶稣的吩咐。
These people who went out to be missionary, they listen to the voice of Jesus.
听基督耶稣的大使命。
They listen to the commission of Jesus Christ.
他们出去做宣教士。
So they went out to become missionary.
他们成为基督耶稣的仆人。
So they become the servant of Jesus Christ.
作为一个基督耶稣的仆人，他们的忠心是什么呢？
What is the point of being a servant of Jesus Christ?
他的中心就是耶稣基督。
The center is Jesus Christ.
所以他的生命就是基督。
So the life is in Christ.
所以保罗在腓立比书说什么呢？
So what did Paul say in Philippians?
保罗他说，我活着就是基督。
Paul said, I live for Christ.
在 保罗他分享他怎样活着就是基督的时候，他是怎样说呢？
What did Paul say as he shared how he lived for Christ?
他说：“我无论是生是死，都是为基督而活。”
He said, even if I'm alive or I'm dead or I am dead, I do it for Christ.
所以基督是他们生命的中心。
So Christ is the center of your life.
一个以基督为中心的人呢，他的生命就会谦卑下来。
As anyone who take Christ as the center of their life will become humble.
我在英国的时候，我常常有机会观察很多的宣教士。
In England, I have many opportunities to observe other missionaries.
看到好多不同的同工。
I've seen many other co-workers.
我看到这些人都很肯为主摆上。
I see that they are all very willing to give up, to commit themselves to God.
我也看到好多教会很多弟兄姐妹也愿意为主摆上。
I have seen also many brothers and sisters in the church are willing to give up some for God.
但是我发现有一样东西做仆人应该学的。
But I noticed there's one thing that all servants have to learn.
大家都愿意为主摆上。
We all are willing to submit ourselves to God.
但是我是第一的。
But I am the first one.
我不愿意做第二的。
I'm not willing to be the second in command.
有一次有一个指挥。
One time a director come to tell me.
一个指挥这个
music director. Conductor.
然后呢有他是指挥整个交响乐队。
He conducts the whole orchestra.
是一个很出名的指挥。
He's very famous.Conductor,
就有一个人问他，你做指挥的，你最难找的人才是什么呢？
So some people ask him as a conductor, what is the most difficult people that you find?
他想了一下。
He thought about it for a moment.
最难找的是第二小提琴手。
The most difficult to find is the second violinist.
那个人就为什么很难找第二小提琴手呢？
So they asked, why is it so difficult to find a second violinist?
他说第一小提琴手很容易找。
He said the first violinist is easy to find.
有十多个、二十个来应征。
10 or 20 of them will come and want to interview for the position.
那选完了之后呢？
But the second one, after that,
很难找。
It's difficult to find.
因为大家都不要做第二小提琴手。
Because no one wants to be the second violinist.
而且第二小提琴手为什么难找呢？
So why is it so difficult to find the second violinist?
你就是找到了，很难找到好的。
After you find them, it's really difficult to find a good one.
因为他是第二小提琴手，那我就随便拉拉。
Because he's saying I'm only the second violinist, so I don't take it very seriously.
他要尽心尽力的拉，让第一小提琴手表现得更好，明白吗？他是配合他的。
So he has to match the first violinist, and he didn't want to do that.
让第一小提琴手表现得更好。
So he wants to even play better than the first violin.
让第一的 first one.
So he will let the
become even better.
He will let the first one to become even better.
我们在做仆人里面。
So as we are the servants.
我们需要有喜欢做第二小提琴手。
We have to be willing to be the second and the third violinist.
他更好，还有 third one. 有一次我在神学院分享的时候
，One time I was serving in the seminary.
我就说我很喜欢做第二的。
I was telling them that I'm very happy to be willing to be the second.
我也觉得我蛮谦卑了哈。
I'm very humble.
有主任。
There's a
有主任的位置。
Chairman position.
主任 dean or director.
Dean position.
那我们就不想去做。
We don't want to be told that position.
你做好了。
Okay, why don't you go ahead?
我来支持你。
I support you.
你有 director 有主任的工作。
Okay, yeah, director position I'll support you.
你做好了。
Go ahead, you do.
我来指示你。
I'll support you.
所以我做第二的够了。
So let me be the second one.
那就有一个老师就写 email 给我。
So one teacher he wrote me an email.
我很欣赏你所讲的。
Oh, I really appreciate what you said.
你做第二很好。
You it's fine that you be the second one.
那我就做第三好了。
So let me be the third one.
当在一个侍奉里面 有许多人都愿意做第二、第三的时候，那一个工作一定会做得美。
In our surveys, as people are willing to be the first and the third, this kind of service will become beautiful.
因为第二、第三是要叫第一的做得更好。
Because the first and the third will help the second one to do even better.
使到第一个做得更加好。To help the first one.
To help the first one to be able to do better.
在腓立比书里面。保罗、提摩太跟以巴弗提就是这样的关系。
In the book of Philippians, the relationship between Paul and
Timothy 跟以巴弗提
Epaphroditus is similar to this.
如果我们看圣经里面看到保罗跟以巴弗提跟提摩太是什么样的关系呢
？So I see what kind of relationship Paul and Timothy and Epaphroditus have among one another.
保罗这个时候关在监牢里面。
Paul was in prison at that time.
在监牢里面，他很孤单，他需要好多人来照顾他。
He was very lonely. He needed a lot of people to care for him.
那圣经说提摩太怎样呢
？So what did Timothy do?
一个做仆人的人是怎样的？
This is the kind of a servant.
一个仆人，他就不是以自己为中心。
A servant is not self-centered.
他以耶稣基督为中心。
He is centered on God.
他关心的是关心耶稣基督。
When he cares for, he cares about Jesus Christ.
自己的事不是最重要的。
What themselves is not important.
耶稣基督的事情是最重要的。
The most important thing to them is the
work of Jesus Christ. 所以保罗就怎样称赞提摩太呢
？So how did Paul praise Timothy?
提摩太怎样成为很好的第二小提琴手呢
？How did Timothy become a good second violinist?
他在第二十节，第二三二十节说
，in verse 20 in chapter 2
跟二十一节
and 21，
因为我没有别人与我同心，是在挂念你们的事。别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
It says this: I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
那在新译本翻得更直接，因为大家只顾自己的事。而不理耶稣基督的事。
In another translation, it's even very clear. It says that everyone is only concerned about themselves business and not about Jesus business.
一个做仆人的，他愿意关心耶稣基督，关心保罗所关心的事情，而愿意把自己关心的事情放在一边。
This is the kind of servant that Timothy is. He's concerned about the business of Jesus and about the business of Paul, so that he's willing to give up his own business.
我们在教会里面，我们在宣教的事情上需要这样多的同工。
In our church, in the work of the mission, we need this kind of workers.
工作就会更大的展开
，so that the work can be expanded.
我们看到以巴弗提也是这样。
You see, Epaphroditus is like this.
当我读以巴弗提，我常常感觉他像一粒足球。
When I think of Epaphroditus, I thought of this.
啊，足球 ，football.
Sort of football.
Soccer.
Soccer. OK.
为什么是这样呢
？Why is it?
以巴弗提为什么会出现在腓立比书里面
？Why does this person Epaphroditus appear in the book of Philippians？
因为腓立比的教会很关心保罗。
Because the church in Philippians is very concerned about Paul。
他们就派以巴弗提带了好多奉献去来支持保罗。
So they sent Epaphroditus to bring a lot of offering to Paul。
然后在那边呢，也交代以巴弗提，你奉献哪去了，你就留在那边。
So and then they told Epaphroditus that you stay there.
然后在那边好好照顾保罗。
And then so that you can take care of Paul.
啊，这个不是很伟大的吗
？So isn't he great?
啊，但是腓立比为什么这样做呢
？But why did Philippians want to do that?
因为现在是谁在照顾保罗
？Who is caring Paul?
是提摩太，对不对
？It's Timothy.
所以他们的目的是说，你去帮助他提摩太就过来我们这边，我们要提摩太，我们不要你，明白吗？
So their point is to go take care of Paul so that Timothy can come back here. We want Timothy, not you.
那以巴弗提很谦卑的就去了。
But Epaphroditus was so humble, he was willing to, he went there.
就让提摩太可以过来。
So that Timothy can come back.
所以他好像球被踢去那边了。
So it was like a soccer ball, he just go.Come to another place.
那保罗回信说什么呢
？So what did Paul say when he writes?
对不起，提摩太，我很需要他。
What did Paul say? He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Timothy. I really need him back."
所以他不能够去。
So he cannot go.
啊，以巴弗提，对不起，他还是回去你那边。
So I'm sorry, but if Epaphroditus can go back to you now.
他保罗又把他什么踢回去了
？So Paul kicked Epaphroditus back.
你要不要做以巴弗提啊
？Would you like to be a Epaphroditus？
哦，是我，可能我不要做啊。
Oh, if I were him, probably I don't want to be.
而且以巴弗提到那边去的时候，他病了。
So when Epaphroditus arrived there, he became sick.
圣经说他病得差点死去。
The Bible said he almost died of sickness.
成为保罗的负担。
He became a burden to Paul.
所以保罗就觉得是以巴弗提。不但不能够照顾他，连自己都照顾不来。
So Paul thought that Epaphroditus not only that he cannot care for him, he couldn't even care for himself.
但是圣经讲以巴弗提怎样呢
？So what did the Bible say about Epaphroditus?
以巴弗提在这样的情况里面，还常常想念腓立比的教会。
He said Epaphroditus, under such circumstances, is still mindful of the church in Philippians.
他想念腓立比教会要他做的事情。
He's still mindful of the task that was given to him by the church in Philippines.
他挂念的是腓立比教会托付他所做的事情有没有做好。
He worried that the task that was assigned to him, that if he can complete it.
他是最好的第三小提琴手。
So he's the best third violinist.
在我们做宣教的工作里面。
In the mission work among us,
我们有些人是做第一小提琴手。
There are people who are first violinist.
有的是第二。
And there are some who are second violinist.
有的是第三。
Some are third violinist.
我们同心的叫宣教做得更美更好。
With one heart, we united together to work for the work of mission.
让神的工作得以扩展。
So that the kingdom of God can be expanded.
让神的家得以更大的建造起来。
So that the family of God can be expanded.
明年就是基督教传入中国大陆200年的纪念。
Next year is a 200-year anniversary that the gospel has reached into China.
是2006到2007。世界华人教会会有很多很多很大的这个活动。
So in 2006 and 2007, many Chinese churches will have a lot of activities.
在香港啊，在九龙啊，不是九龙，在澳门会举办这个两天会有世界华人福音会议。
In Macau next year there will be a big conference of the Chinese mission.
那还有好多的纪念的活动。
And then there are a lot of other activities.
那个第一个传福音到中国的是马里顺。
The first one that spread the gospel in China is called Morrison.
这马里顺牧师到中国去，他做了一个划时代的事情。
So when Morrison went to China, he did the work that crossed the century.
当时有一个人也有负担。到中国去。
There was another person who had also had the burden to go to China.
他就来见英国的差会。
So he went to see the mission agency in England.
啊，英国差会 interview 他的时候。
So when the mission agency interviewed him,
觉得他不配做宣教师。
They thought that he was not qualified to be missionary.
不想派他去。
So they were not willing to send him.
他们看他的样子好像很粗俗一样。
So they looked that he didn't look to be so
很粗俗，这个不是这么有学问。
He looked rough, and he didn't look educated.
所以觉得，哎呀，你不合格做宣教士。
So they said, "Oh, you're not qualified to be missionary."
但是他说我什么都可以做，你叫我做什么我都可以，只要到中国去传福音。
But he said I'm willing to go whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I just want to go to China to be missionary.
他们说这样好，你可以去。
So they said okay, go.
你是做马里逊的仆人。
So you be a servant of Morrison.
马里逊做什么，你在后面跟什么。
Whatever Morrison do, you just do the same thing.
他叫你做什么，你就做什么。
So whatever he tells you to do, just do it.
他说好，我愿意。
So he said, "Okay, I'm willing."
结果他成为马里逊重要的左右手。
So he became the right-hand man of Morrison.
马里逊的成功不能够没有他。
The success of Morrison cannot be done without him.
后来他也成为有名的米年博士。
He also became a very famous doctor, Dr. William Milne.
他愿意谦卑服侍马里逊
，because of willing to serve humbly, to serve Morrison humbly.
马里逊做了很多很多工作。
Morrison has done a lot of work.
但是这些工作都是由米林博士来帮他把这些工作做好。
But all this work were assisted by Dr. Milne.
他在后面帮让他使到这些工作做得成功。
He served.In the background, so that all this work can be done successfully by Morrison.
马里逊成为有名的宣教士。
And Morrison became a very famous missionary.
因为他有一个很好的第二小提琴手。
Because he had a very good second violinist.
我们在宣教的事工上。
So among the work of mission.
我盼望我们美德教会。
I hope that the CCCS.
我们教会的宣教士好像是第一小提琴手出去这样。
The missionary is like the first violinist.
我们的宣教委员会好像第二小提琴手这样。
And the mission committee member are like the second violinist.
我们这些众弟兄姐妹好像第三小提琴一样。
And the brother and sister are the third violinist.
我们都是基督的仆人。
We are all servants of Jesus Christ.
让主的名被高举起来。
So that the name of the Lord will be lifted up.
让主的国度传到万邦。
So that the God's kingdom can be spread among all nations.
让美德教会成为一个神所使用的教会。
And the CCCS will become a church useful to God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Oh, dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是在感谢你。
We are thankful.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你从以神平等的高位降卑来到世上。
You come down from the position that's equal with God and come down to us.
来服侍世人。
And to serve the humanity.
住在我们的中间
and you dwell among us.
生在马槽里面
you are born in a stable.
钉死在十字架上
and crucified at the cross.
就是为了我们的拯救
so that you can save us.
主啊，今天许多宣教士愿意效法你的脚步
Oh Lord, there are many missionaries who are willing to model after you.
愿意住在许多不信的人当中
and they are willing to live among the people who don't believe in you.
他们也从高位上降卑下来
they also come down from a high position.
取了仆人的形象
take on the nature of a servant.
住在他们的当中
to live among the people.
来服侍他们
to serve the people.
来把福音传出去
so that the gospel can be shared out.
主啊，让我们许多坐在这里的弟兄姐妹。
Oh Lord, may many of us who are here.
我们愿意奉献我们的金钱、我们的时间、我们的力量。
That we may be willing to give our money and our time and our effort.
让我们的宣教成为一个馨香之际。
So that our mission work will become a fragrance to you.
蒙神悦纳。
So that it will be pleasing to you.
让我们愿意做第二、第三、第四。
Help us to be willing to be the second, the third, and the fourth.
来同心合意兴旺福音。
And we are all united to prosper the gospel.
叫主的名被高举。
To lift the name of our Lord.
叫万人得救。
So that all people can be saved.
主啊，但愿你把这个心智赐给我们每一个人。
Oh Lord, may you give this kind of attitude and mentality to us.
愿你说，主啊，我是你的仆人。
So that we can say, Oh Lord, we are your servants.
主，我们当中若有人有感动的。
So there are anyone among us who has such burden.
巴不得你今天也呼召我们。
We just pray that you will call us today.
说主啊。
So that we can say, Lord.
我愿意全职侍奉你。
I'm willing to serve you full time.
我愿意成为另外一个宣教士。
I'm willing to be another missionary.
我愿意效法耶稣基督的脚踪。
I'm willing to model after Christ.
也愿意降卑自己。
And I'm willing to humble myself.
成为仆人。
To become a servant.
住在许多人当中。
To dwell among the people.
愿意受装备读神学。
I'm willing to go to seminary.
来装备来一生侍奉你。
To be equipped so that we can serve you.
主啊，传福音的脚踪，那是何等的美。
Oh, how beautiful is the footstep of those who share the gospel.
我们当中有好多人献上自己成为宣教士。
There are many people among us who have dedicated their life to be mission.
主啊，我也愿意。
Lord, I am willing.
愿你感动他们的灵，今晚也感动我。
May you move the spirit in us, also move ours, move mine.
我愿意顺服你的呼召。
I want to submit to your calling.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
我们非常谢谢黄牧师的分享。
Thank you for the sharing of Reverend Wong.
我想对我们不但是在宣教，我想我们不但是在宣教，也我们在彼此配搭侍奉上都得到很多的提醒。
Not only in the work of mission that we have been reminded about a lot of things.
在明天后天，我们还有连续两天特别的聚会。
Today, tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, there will be a lot of meetings.
在明天下午的四点半到六点半。
Tomorrow at 4:30 to 6:30.
有一个特别的聚会是回顾，还有弟兄姐妹的见证分享。
This meeting is called a remembrance, and we will hear testimony from our brothers and sisters.
然后在晚餐，明天晚上的晚餐是跟星期天一样，就是从餐厅订一个菜，然后我们就吃饭。明天晚上不是 potluck。
Tomorrow night is not potluck, and the church will provide dinner.
然后晚上有第二场的信息，黄牧师继续跟我们分享。
And then Pastor Wong will share the second message.
星期天早上的十点到十点四十五分，有一个特别的聚会。有 DVD 的秀，然后有一些诗班的特别的献诗。
On Sunday at 10 o'clock to 10:45, there will be a DVD show, and then the choir will also perform.
然后11点到12点45分是主日崇拜。
And then from 11 o'clock to 11:45, there's a Sunday worship.
星期天晚上星期天下午五点半我们大家都知道在 KC 海鲜餐厅有感恩的聚餐。
And then at night at 5:30 to 9 o'clock, as you know, there will be a dinner party at KC restaurant.
我相信我们许多人有接到email, 因为现在一号路那边有在修路，所以大家预估长一点的交通的时间。
And maybe you have received an email that's actually a road construction in that area, so it will take you a slightly longer to reach that restaurant.
所以请大家继续为再来这两天的特别聚会祷告。
So please also please continue to pray for the next two days meeting.
另外宣教组也要我提醒大家，今天大家进来的时候，我想都拿到一本这次宣教年会的手册。
The mission committee wanted me to remind you today as you come in, you may have received the booklet from the mission committee.
请你在参加未来两天的聚会的时候依然带这本来因为这次印的分量有限，所以 一人只能拿一本。
So please bring the booklet with you today or tomorrow because of limitation of publishing, we don't have an extra copy.
好，谢谢。我们今天晚上的聚会就到这边，我们大家默祷。
So the meeting is over and we will dismiss in silent, after silent prayer.